The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Aren't faith and repentance two sides of the same coin? That's what we're going to discuss on this episode. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and this is Grace in Focus. Currently, we're taking questions from listeners just like you. You may have questions you'd like Dr. Bob or Sean to answer. You can send them to us through email, radio@faithalone.org. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome to the show. This is Grace in Focus, where we take your questions in Bible and theology and do our best not to look like total morons.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what it feels like some days. Some of these questions are hard.
A lot of these questions are hard, and we challenge you to be Bereans. Search the scriptures to see if these things are so. If they questioned the Apostle Paul when he preached, and they searched the scriptures to see if what he said was true,
oh yeah.
Well, you better search when Sean and I are sharing our views.
Yeah, arguments from authority, like, I'm in authority, so you should never, ever question me. That sends out dangerous signals.
It should. People are to show respect toward their leaders
right.
In the local church. They are to listen to them and learn from them. But on the other hand, they're not to check their brains at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so if your leaders in your local church somehow depart off into false teaching, it's your job to either confront them and get them to come back to the truth or else to leave.
Absolutely.
But you're not just supposed to sit there if your teachers fall into false teaching and just accept it, because you're responsible before the Lord. We all have our own responsibility to study the Word.
Right. And it doesn't matter. Sometimes people, they hesitate to question their leadership or to check what the leadership says because they love their pastors or
right.
their elders or their grandmother or grandfather or parent, whoever taught them something.
Right.
But just because you love someone doesn't mean that they're right all the time, you know?
Right.
So you want to double check what they have to say, because they're human, they're fallible. By contrast, God's word is inerrant.
That's right.
And so you can trust God's word.
Exactly.
Well, here's a question from Nathan. And Nathan says, how do you respond to those who argue that faith and repentance are two sides of the same spiritual coin?
I love this question because if you analyze it, it collapses under its own weight.
Yeah, so I would say that it really depends, first of all, on how you define repentance.
Well, it does, but here's the other thing. Let's make it a little simpler. Let's say it's faith and works.
Right.
Front side is faith, back side is works.
Okay.
But it's all one coin.
Yeah.
So now under that system, there's no real problem because it's one coin, faith and works. And so we've got to believe and we got to work.
Right. Okay.
So what's the problem with that? Why would there be any problem with that?
Because the Bible clearly says it's by faith apart from works.
Okay. Then let's take something else. How about faith plus church attendance?
Same.
Oh, that's a work.
Same thing. That's a
How
work.
How about faith plus repentance?
Well, see, now that depends. I was just talking, took my kids to the park, and I met someone there, and I don't think they were totally sold on what repentance was, but they took what's called the change of mind view.
Right.
So let's say repentance is a change of mind. Could we say then that faith and repentance are two sides of the same coin?
No. Then you could say faith and repentance were synonyms,
okay.
And you could say faith and repentance were the same coin. But we're not saved by half a coin. We're saved
okay.
by the whole coin. Whatever
okay.
the coin is,
okay.
that's what we're saved.
Okay.
And so if in order to be saved, we need faith and repentance is not the same as faith,
right?
Well, then we're not saved by faith alone. We're saved by two things.
Right.
Not one thing.
What I'm thinking at the moment is sometimes when we use these illustrations, just the illustrations get us confused.
Right.
And I'm kind of confused right now.
All right, well, let me explain to you.
So basically what we're saying is forget the illustration. Let's get down to brass tacks. And what are you saying the condition of salvation is, Nathan? Is it faith plus repentance? Or is it just faith? Or what does a person
Well,
need?
I get that. But look at it this way, Sean. When I started with talking about a coin that was
yeah.
made up of faith and works, you rejected it right away.
Because Not because it's a coin, but because it required works.
Right. But the problem with saying you've got a coin with a front and a backside,
uh-huh.
is now whatever's on the front side is not enough to be born again. You got to have the backside, too.
Well, so, but if the backside is changing your mind, like going from not believing to believing, I could see how that could be still
okay,
one coin.
Let's say the front side is faith and the backside is belief. No problem.
That's
because now those are the same.
Those are just
if you looked at the picture, you would see it's exactly the same on both sides.
Yeah.
So if repentance means change of mind, and if change of mind means believe, no problem with front and back because it's really one coin and whatever. But once you say that where it goes astray is to say these are two sides of the same coin. Let's say you took a coin in. And you had a $20 double eagle gold coin from the U.S.
Okay.
And someone had...
And you collect these coins, by the way.
I love those coins. I have a few of them. Let's say you cut it in half and you only had the front side.
Yeah.
And so instead of it weighing an ounce, it weighs half an ounce.
Yeah.
And I took it into Dallas Gold and Silver Exchange.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to sell that front of the coin.
Yeah.
Are they going to give me $1,700 for half of a gold coin?
No, they're going to. No, they're not.
They're going to weigh it.
It's less than an ounce.
And they're also going to look at it and go, this is suspect. You've messed with it. We're not giving you anything for it. But if they did and they had a way of saying it and finding out it was real gold, they might give me half. But a coin is not a coin unless it has both sides. In the same way, whatever it takes to be born again, if you call that a coin, well, then you need the whole coin.
Yeah.
And so whether it's faith and repentance or faith and works, faith alone won't do it.
Right.
Repentance is another name for faith.
Yeah.
Well, your illustration collapses.
There wouldn't be two sides of the coin. It would just be one side.
Or it would be when you look at each side, they're the same thing.
Well, Dr. Ryrie, Charles Ryrie, preached your ordination
sermon. He did.
Did he teach you? Did you take any classes with
him? Yeah, I had two classes from him.
Well, he's famous for his study Bible. And in his study Bible and other books, he doesn't use a coin illustration. He uses this ticket illustration. And to get to heaven, you need a two-coupon ticket. Of faith and works.
And one coupon is faith and the other coupon is works, and they're not good if you detach the works.
Which is totally inconsistent with so much of else that Dr. Ryrie taught about salvation.
Absolutely.
That's a horrible illustration.
I had him for the doctrine of salvation, soteriology, and when he used that illustration in class, I said to myself, this is an inconsistency. He doesn't understand what he's saying. He's wrong. I didn't raise my hand and go, Dr. Ryrie, you're wrong.
Right.
First of all, I wanted to get a good grade in the class.
Yeah.
And secondly, I don't think it's my job to try to confront someone who was clear on 99% of what he was saying.
So in that case, we would say, no, you don't need both sides of the coupon to get onto the train. You just need the faith, and
right.
that's enough to get on the train.
Exactly.
So that's a bad illustration, we would say.
And when we say justification is by faith alone, that's what we mean.
Yeah.
And when we say that regeneration is by faith alone, that's what we mean.
And so whether it's a two-coupon ticket of faith and works to get saved or a coin illustration of faith and repentance, both are wrong.
Right.
The answer is, the bottom line is, it's just by faith apart from anything else.
And let me say this, Sean. I wrote my dissertation on repentance and salvation at Dallas Seminary in 1985. I didn't publish a book on repentance until what year was that? Maybe 2019? And what's that book called?
Can you remember? It's called Turn and Live.
Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance. And we would encourage you to get it and read it. I discuss all the passages where people think it's saying that you need to repent in order to be born again, and there are no such verses.
All right. Well, Nathan, I hope that answered your question, or at least pointed you to some resources that can answer your question. We have just a couple minutes left. Here's a fairly simple one from Kevin. And Kevin says he's been looking for a Free Grace church. He checked our church tracker, which is one of the most used features of our website, by the way. If you're looking for a church that teaches grace, or if you're the pastor of a church that teaches grace, you want to get onto our church tracker because people are checking it all the time, just like Kevin here. And he says there was nothing that was close enough. And his question is, should I still attend a church in my area, even if it's not Free Grace? I don't know how I could give to that church if I knew they were teaching a wrong way to salvation, works plus grace. What do you think I should do? I miss having a church home and would like to go.
Okay, well, there's two questions here. One is, what do you do if there's not one close? Secondly, can I go to one that's not clear? And third, do I give money to one that's not clear? Those are not all the same. You might go and not give, or you might go and give.
So some churches are just absolutely explicit that you need works to be saved. I'm thinking of Orthodox Church, Roman Catholic, Church of Christ. But then there are other churches that are just, they're just kind of fuzzy. They talk about justification by faith a lot, but then they might say things that are inconsistent with that, and they're just kind of fuzzy about it.
Like, for example, within Southern Baptist churches. But with a church like that, supporting that church would be different than supporting a church that was straight up work salvation.
Yeah.
It would seem to me it's an individual decision. Each person has to decide. But I would say it's not a good idea to go to a church that you don't financially support. If you can't financially support it, it's one thing to visit. I mean, you know, you go once or twice and you're just wanting to go somewhere. But if this is where you're going to go week in and week out, I think you should be supporting it based on the New Testament.
Yeah.
So if you can't, in good conscience, give to it, find another church.
Yeah.
And the options are, you can start one in your home.
Yes.
You can bring in some pastor, find a pastor and bring the person in and start a church in your city.
Mm-hmm.
You can move to a city that has a clear church, or you can drive a long way. At least you'd be around other believers.
I mean, no, we live in Texas. We meet Californians, Oregonians, and
all the time,
people fleeing for political reasons, right? They're fleeing California for political reasons, coming to Texas. People will move for politics. And my point is, you should consider moving for grace, you know?
Right.
If politics is enough for you to move your family, certainly finding a grace church is reasonable.
And a lot of people move for finances. Tax rate is so high
in
states like California.
Right. If you're going to move for the income tax, think about the spiritual tax of not being around a grace church. So that's got to be even more reason to move. Well, I don't know.
I hope that helps.
I hope that helps.
I think it makes sense. I drive, by the way, almost an hour, about 40 minutes each way, each Sunday, for Victor Street Bible Chapel.
Right.
So it's not like I'm living right on top of it.
Right, right.
And I would say if you have to drive an hour or more, there's lots of people who do that every day to work.
Yeah.
Why can't you do it once a week for church?
All right. Well, thanks, Bob. And thank you, Kevin, for the question. And if you have any follow-up questions, be sure to check out our website, faithalone.org, for hundreds, if not thousands, of articles and audio files and all kinds of different questions on the Bible and theology. It's a great resource, and we'd love to serve you with it. So we'll see you next time.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to explore more of the topics that we talk about on this show and don't know where to do it? Well, I'm going to tell you where. It's at faithalone.org. That's our website, faithalone.org. On the site, we have all kinds of free resources that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. For example, we have this beautifully laid out full-color magazine that you can get a free subscription. Just go to faithalone.org and sign up on the site. Would you like to become a financial partner with this show? Well, if so, you can find out how to do that on faithalone.org. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated because it's how we stay on the air. By the way, we love to hear from our listeners. Maybe you've got a comment, feedback, or even a question. If you do, I'll give you our email address so that you can reach out to us. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about the joy of repentance, so join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.